During a lunch break at the 75th annual convention of the United Sacred Harp Musical Association, I spoke with Buell Cobb of Mobile, Alabama. A former teacher of history, Mr. Cobb has both an emotional and an intellectual interest in the sacred harp tradition. He himself participates in the singings and has written a book, published in 1978 by the University of Georgia Press, The Sacred Harp, A Tradition and Its Music. Did you grow up with sacred harp music, or did you get into it after?
I really grew up all around it, but never knew much about it. I had to go away to school, as so many people do, to discover what was back home, and traced it back to my hometown, Coleman, Alabama, which was a real center of sacred harp singing at the time, and became
interested. That's where the Sacred Harp Publishing Company is located, isn't it?
It has been located there, mm-hmm. That's correct, yes. And I picked up a book and learned to sing, and gradually I got interested in trying to find out something about the history of the tradition, and was frustrated to find that there wasn't much in the history books or in the music history books. Mm-hmm. And ultimately I've been able to find leads to the people who did know the things that were going on in the South while the Sacred Harp was flourishing, as it once did.
And you're not just an observer of Sacred Harp, you're a participant.
That's right.
Because
I saw
you leading to the songs.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. I'm really very fond of the music, fond of the people, and fond of the tradition itself.